Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3-3. The next three Mishnayos will discuss which animal should be the source of the shofar for various times in the Jewish calendar when one is required to blow the shofar. So there aren't just one on Rosh Hashanah, but actually three different times where one is required to blow the shofar. One is every Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, as we know the mitzvah. The second is on the 10th of Tishrei, that's Yom Kippur, on the Yovel, the Jubilee year, which happens once every 50 years. The purpose of that blowing is to announce and to effect the release of all Jewish slaves, even a nirtza, someone who decided he wanted to stay in slavery, working for his master in perpetuity, goes free at the Jubilee year upon the 10th of Tishrei, when that shofar is blown, as well as the return of ancestral lands to their shevet, their original owner in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a third time, which is the mitzvah d'oraisa is to blow trumpets, not a shofar, but trumpets, at the time of national calamity, specifically wars, but the truth is, as we'll see over there, also other types of national catastrophe and impending catastrophe, Rahman al-Atzlan. So there's a mitzvah to blow trumpets and in the Beis HaMikdash. In all three of these scenarios, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, as well as when there's public Tanesios, fast days decreed because of different impending calamities, both trumpets and shofar are blown in the Beis HaMikdash. And the focus of our mission will be what goes on inside the Beis HaMikdash. The source that reason to blow both shofar and trumpets is actually a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Bechatzrotzros v'kol shofar haril lefnei ha-melech Hashem." With trumpets and the sound of the shofar, you will blast lefnei melech Hashem before the king Hashem. And the Gemara darshans over there in Daf Chav Zayin and Rosh Hashanah that lefnei melech Hashem is a reference to whenever lefnei Hashem comes up before Hashem, it means in the Beis HaMikdash. So when that happens, we're blowing both chatzotzrots, trumpets, as well as shofar, an animal's horn. Okay, we do them together. So here in Mishnah Gimel, we'll talk about what goes on Rosh Hashanah. We start out by saying, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el, the ideal source for the shofar, the horn blown in Rosh Hashanah, is from the animal called the Ya'el, says the Tanakhama. Most identify the Ya'el as the ibex. These are kind of like mountain goats, if you will, that live in Eretz Yisrael. You have to sort of see one thing what it is. They're famous for having very long, impressive horns. The horns actually kind of bend back. Nevertheless, they're bending back, they're only bending back in that one dimension, and therefore the Mishnah says they are pashut, they are straight. And according to this Tana here, you want to have straight horns for blowing your shofar, as opposed to the ram's horn, which is like a curly cue and bent, because it's all about tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, on beseeching Hashem for a good din. And when you pray, says the Tana, what you need is you need to have pshitos, you need to be straight like an arrow, and straightforward when you engage with Hashem. And therefore, the straight horn of the Ya'el, the ibex, is the ideal choice. Now, that part is applicable, says this Tana, on Rosh Hashanah, whether you're in or outside the Beis HaMikdash. But from here on out, the rest of the mission will focus what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash to the exclusion of elsewhere. It's just the Beis HaMikdash. Ufiv mitzupa zahav, the mouthpiece of the shofar that's blown in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just made from a Ya'el, but it's made from a Ya'el's horn, an ibex horn, and then it is gilt. It's covered in gold. The Gemara says actually the exact place where the mouth goes wouldn't be covered in gold, because that would act as a chatzitza, something that would interpose between the person doing the blowing and the horn itself, the shofar itself, and therefore that little bit at the end is not covered in gold, but the rest of the horn is covered in gold. This is to bestow covered on the day. So you have this golden Ya'el shofar being blown in the Beis HaMikdash. Ushtei chatzotzrots min hatzdadin. And then on either side of that shofar, you have trumpets blowing. These will be silver trumpets that accompany the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shofar ma'arech, when the blowing is done, the shofar extends for a longer period of time. V'chatzotzrots mekatzros, and the time that they blow the trumpets on either side is for a shorter duration of time, so that the shofar continues on afterwards. Shemitzvah Sayom b'shofar, because of course the mitzvah of the day of Rosh Hashanah is to blow a shofar, and therefore while you are adding accompaniments with the horns, the trumpets need to stop, and the blowing of the shofar persists to give prominence and fulfill the mitzvah, etc., of the day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, good. We'll stop there. The truth is there's more to say, and we'll discuss halacha l'maisa here, because in a few mishnayos we'll come back to this and discuss halacha l'maisa.